Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for someone who's very appropriate, Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics, bringing over 40 years of experience, well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Well done. Easy over, Jim Lynch. Good morning.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with all of you. And in seriousness, Marshall basically did not know that he was going to give me a great entree into something that I wanted to say regarding people who don't know anything and for some reason start talking about things. You're going to find a documentary called The Central Park Five. In the 80s, five gentlemen were convicted of raping a woman in Central Park. And basically, what happened is the people who were prosecuting them kind of made up a lot of things. But that's not the story. The story is when they were arrested, Donald Trump, T-R-U-M-P, citizen, took out an ad in the New York Times, and without any evidence, without any expert telling him, he not only accused these people of rape, but he said that they should be executed. Yes, this is the same Donald Trump who is your current president. I'm not going to say anything more than that. I could say a ton, but I'm not. And I just suggest to those folks who voted for Donald Trump, knowing this or not knowing this, just consider it as they go about their day or their week or whatever. Continuing on the theme, you'll notice that there was a supposed settlement with the Mexican government regarding immigration. And they have said that they would deploy thousands of National Guard, Mexican troops, to basically prevent people from coming in from Guatemala into Mexico, which would mean they then wouldn't have an entry point much more convenient to the United States. The current occupant of the White House then suspended tariffs and said, oh, what a great deal. Folks, this information was available a minimum of a month or more ago. The Mexican government had already agreed to this kind of approach. Now, Mr. Trump apparently is like a child in a living room surrounded by adults playing with some toys. And when he's not getting any attention, he starts breaking toys or throwing them. This is exactly what he does in his supposed deal-making diplomatic efforts. That said, continuing on, you may or may not have noticed that one of our ships was basically stalked by a Russian destroyer a week or so ago in Chinese waters, almost ramming and causing a disaster at sea, an incident. As far as I know, the administration has not addressed Russia. Continuing with Russia, Russia and China are now very cozy. The and Putin have now met over 30 times in a couple of years. They're now very tight in terms of doing things together to the point where a Chinese company, which had been banned from selling its products here in the U.S., the name is HWUAEI. These are technological products, phones and equipment. Well, that company has now linked up with Russia to develop the G5 technology, which is the technology of the future in terms of communication. So we have an administration which basically is putting us at risk with their lack of a coherent foreign policy regarding our enemies and, for that matter, our allies. Just say that. That's all I have to say.
You know, Jim, when you talk about this, this is where I give Jill Goodman credit. As someone who opposes Donald Trump and opposes Donald Trump vehemently, when this whole Mexico thing was announced, Jill said that there's not going to be any tariffs. And, of course, there wasn't going to be any tariffs. She was dead right. Because what Donald Trump does, and it's the picture is clear now, is very clear now. There's more cabinet-level positions unfilled in the Trump administration than any other administration at this point, by far. Two-thirds more left unfilled. Most of them, in the diplomatic corps and foreign service and under departments in the Pentagon. When you take that, and it finally has come as no surprise to people that that's not through stupidity, that's not through being slow, that's not through Democrats blocking nominations. That's because Donald Trump wants to run the government like he ran his business, which is, it's him. It's him. He's the one that makes the decisions. When you couple that with the more dangerous side of what Donald Trump does with tariffs, it's not as bad as someone. There's times in life where you know firefighters that are arrested for starting fires, and they're arrested for starting fires because they want to be the ones to go in and put the fires out and look like a hero. This is no different than that. What Donald Trump is doing with his foreign policy is when things get sticky and things don't look good, he will create a crisis. He will really publicize that crisis with his base and very successfully publicize that crisis and then come up with an imaginary end or a temporary imaginary end to that crisis. It is a very, very, very intelligent way to position his government, but it is a very, very, very flawed way of running foreign policy.
And I'm just going to interject here and say, sadly, alas, alack, the media is absolutely complicit. Every single time they go running into, it's like, hey, the world is ending. And it's just, you know, if this were a sporting event and you ran a play and it worked every time, you know, you're only going to stop when you get when it doesn't work.
Well, the problem that the media is in is, I'm sure the media is fully aware of what's going on, but still, when the president of the United States comes out with a proclamation,
so you cover it, and then you give the other. You said something this is way back when. I don't know if you remember how smart it was, but then it ended up happening, and this was back when the there was nothing happening at the southern border, nothing, back when there was no awareness of that situation. And you looked up one day from your workings and you said, humanitarian crisis. You know, this is like framing it as a security issue is all raw, blah, blah, blah. It's a humanitarian crisis. Well, I don't know if you noticed that about 8 weeks ago, we started developing a full-blown humanitarian crisis.
Oh, absolutely, because that is going to set up the next event for Mr. Trump to publicize and to fix. I guess the dangerous thing about it is that yes, you're going to get into trade tariffs over trade issues is one thing. It's still not a great idea nowadays. It's kind of like going on strike when, you know, everybody loses in a strike, even though someone comes out a winner. But when you all of a sudden use tariffs to try to fix immigration policy or tariffs to fix military processes, you remember what happened in the Second World War when the Japanese attacked us, right, Jim, at Pearl Harbor. We basically were trying to destroy their iron industry. And Japan just had enough of it and did the dastardly thing, a horrible thing. I'm not giving an excuse for it, but attacked Pearl Harbor and brought us into World War II. using tariffs for other things other than purely economic issues is an extremely dangerous way to operate foreign policy.
Well, it's very dangerous to use tariffs, frankly, at all, in that in this world as we are now, we are all one in a certain way when it comes to economics and currencies and so forth because of the technology. All of these things are intertwined. And so when one country penalizes another country for something, that's not the end of the story. It continues. Another country either retaliates or it raises prices, causes inflation, or it raises tariffs on somebody else. It's a no-win proposition. You mentioned the Second World War. A big component of the later stages of the Great Depression in the 30s was when we got into a spat, which was more than a spat, with Europe and Britain particularly, and we started raising tariffs. Then called Holy Smoot, S-M-O-O-T, was the law that was created.
Economics, there's
got to be a flow. It's not perfect, but there's got to be a flow. When you stop the flow, it's like stopping a river. The river must go somewhere. So when you stop the flow of trade, something happens. And we are in very, very dangerous waters in terms of our foreign policy, or a lack of foreign policy. And, you know, for instance, on the tariffs, Pompeo wouldn't allow the fact that these things were settled a month or more ago. He kind of glossed over it and said, oh, no, this is a big deal. You know, the lies beget lies beget lies. And that's what we're living in this government. The lack of spine on the part of not only the Republicans but the Democrats is actually amazing. And when you're complacent and you have big problems, larger problems result. God forbid it happens in terms of another war here or somewhat of a war. But how is it we're allowing the government to run around and sound and fury in Korea and annihilate Iran and on it goes. These things are little sparks and they create fires.
It's going to be very interesting to see how the media cover this all ahead. And what makes it even more interesting is when Mexico then says, you know, comes out and confirms that no inner deals were made. The first thing that happens with the conservative press is they say Mexico is the one that are lying, when all you have to do is type in more Mexican troops to their southern border on a Google search or a Bing search or whatever, and you'll see when it happened, which was almost two months ago, when Mexico did that. But it's just, once again, it shows. It's very interesting. I'm, you know, this is terrible, but I'm beginning to follow this almost like a slow motion, a train wreck, or a slow motion freeway tie-up, where you can't help but follow it, and you can't help but know what's coming. But once again, it's the same thing over and over. It's almost like watching Bill Murray.
Groundhog Day?
In what?
Groundhog Day?
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's over and over and over again. And now, even before the G20 has started, the president has said that if he doesn't even get to meet with Kim, which of course he will.
Not Kim.
With what's his name from China?
Xi.
Yeah. If he doesn't get to meet with him, that he'll raise tariffs more.
But the most important thing you said is But of course he will, and the reason that's the most important.
That's what I wanted to finish saying.
Yeah.
He's setting up, once again, another fantasy play where he's going to create a crisis, and then he'll meet with him and end the crisis.
I just interject one thing here about that, though? If people were reading certain things, you would see that that's already been said, that they're going that is going to happen. So the threat comes after the confirmation. It should be easy enough for relatively sequentially minded human beings to follow. And if you look, instead of consuming the information that's being put out to you on a, let's just call it a retail level, because that is quite selective, it's very easy to find where they've already agreed that this meeting is going to take place, period. So you don't really have to exhaust yourself. You don't really have to exhaust yourself, although it's really good for advertisers.
Great example of Trump's successful approach in getting what he wants is with the media, who he is always criticizing as fake news. On some days, he uses the media like he's spinning a top. It's time for the media to stop repeating what he says and rather go with the story that he's lying. Okay? Lying. This idea of the free press doesn't mean that you add to the problem. It means that you address the problem. And the countless why we have this gaggle of news people waiting while he goes to the helicopter and he shouts and yells and screams and berates. Why don't they one day never show up? Why don't they stop showing up at his press conference?
That'd be funny.
And just put it out. We're not going because you're lying.
That'd be funny, but I want to bring along one thing. We only have about 2 minutes left. And the thing that a lot of people are overlooking is the change of heart of Donald Trump on his way back was not from the Republican senators putting pressure on him, not from the Democrats, not from anything. You know what it was that changed his heart, where once again he wanted to settle his crisis? The business, the Chamber of Commerce's. They were all of a sudden starting to get involved.
But no. You're absolutely right. But can I just say that I don't, when you say what's being overlooked, a normal reporter should be able to, put that in the story.
Well, they are putting it in now, but they
didn't. Yeah, what about on Saturday?
It was the whole thing. I mean, the Senator of the United States that does not pressure Donald Trump to do anything. It would either be his base or all the businesses that really benefit from him being president all of a sudden saying, hey, you've crossed a threshold. You've gone a bridge too far. Well, anyways, we'll give the last minute and a half to you, Jim.
Well, why don't we have a moment of silence?
No, I know. It's terrible, but...
No. Anyhow, let's finish up with sending our best regards to Big Poppy, the great Red Sox slugger who's recovering from a gunshot wound in the Dominican Republic. And by the way, so much stuff's happening in the Dominican Republic, I'd never go down there. Secondly, Kevin Durant of the Golden State Warriors, great basketball player, came out and played the best he could with a very bad leg, and now he's got an Achilles heel. So we hope they're better soon.
And there was a guy the Knicks were going to go after. Well, it's just Knicks luck.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Deal is, stay above the fray as much as you can.
Yeah.
And don't take anything for granted. And when people get hysterical politically and start ranting and raving, turn it off. Read a book. Go to the Constitution. This thing will pass. We could be in the process now of the beginning of the end. So stay true to yourself and your family, and everything's going to be okay.
All right.
Nice to be with you. Have a nice day and a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. And, of course, you can hear Jim on demand, robinhoodradio.com. On demand, Jim Lynch, Cover Your Assets.